Hey everyone, my name's Brandon. I'm here with Patrick, Jen, and Madison, and we are doing this week's weekly reflections, and we're coming to you from a local sober living, Stone Valley Recovery. We want to thank them for allowing us to use their facilities. Thinking of others. Our very lives as ex-problem drinkers depend upon our constant thought of others and how we may help their needs. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 20. Thinking of others has never come easily to me. Even when I try to work the AA program, I'm prone to think, how do I feel happy? Am I happy, joyous, and free? The program tells me that my thoughts must reach out to those around me. Would that newcomer welcome someone to talk to? That person looks a little unhappy today. Maybe I could cheer him up. It is only when I forget my problems and reach out to contribute something to others that I can begin to attain the serenity and God consciousness I seek.
A couple days ago, I was watching my thoughts, just doing like my normal getting ready for going to bed, and my head started spinning, as per usual, about just crazy, unnecessary things and not happy things. Just, I like make my own problems essentially. And I had this thought, which for me, it's a God thought, and it was, think about others. Wow, what a concept, right? And it's not even a concept. Like I started getting out of myself and thinking about how others were doing, and not just the people in my household, like everybody, you know, people that I know, people that I interact with. And I instantly felt better. And it did, it connected me to God. When I think about others, I'm more able to listen to the direction that God gives me. Or when I'm thinking about myself and my household.
Oh man, thinking about other people is so hard. It's still hard for me. It's definitely a lot better than when I was using though. But I think, you know, there's that like, well, you know how it talks about in the book about how like our character defects, actually, I think this is in the 12 and 12, but stem from instincts, but because we're alcoholics and addicts, we take those things, we run rampant with them, and that's when they become like character defects, right? So there's that whole, you know, like thinking of myself because like I have to think of me at times to stay alive. It's an instinct, but I definitely find myself thinking of me way too often, and I do have those moments of clarity like Madison was talking about where every once in a while, I'll just be like, oh my God, shut up about yourself. Like, just shut up about yourself. There's got to be somebody who has it worse than you. Go find somebody, go talk to them, or even just, like, the ability to, like, shoot somebody a text and ask them, like, how are you doing today? Like, the ability to, like, come home and ask my boyfriend, like, is there anything I can do to help you with, you know, when he's doing his homework or, like, working or something. It definitely doesn't come naturally to me to think of others first.
I always, when it comes to helping others, I always think back to when I thought that was complete bullshit. Like, no, obviously that's not the case. It's, you know, you're the one taking me through steps. You're the one curing me of alcoholism. You know, you're doing all these things for me. And then until I became a sponsor myself, I felt that way. And then I realized that it is really true, because whether or not that sponsor, this sounds, doesn't sound great, but I mean, whether or not that sponsee does recover or not, it does put me in their life to do all that I can for them, to give me some amount of purpose, to allow me to take myself out of myself. These are all the selfish reasons of becoming a sponsor. Obviously, I want to see the guy recover. Obviously, I'm going to do everything I can, but there's a limited amount of what I can do. It's typically on the sponsee more than the sponsor. But, you know, for the work put in versus the fulfillment gotten out, like, it's 100% true that the sponsor derives more than the sponsee. And, you know, that is helping others.
Unless they recover. Okay, we're not going to debate about it, though.
If they were to recover, actually puts more. You know, if they do, once they do get through the steps, they usually need more. But, but, you know, it was funny to me to see that come to fruition in my life, that it truly is about helping others, and that's what's going to keep me sober. The Trust God, Clean House, Help Others, obviously the Help Others is there, and it doesn't have to be people in the program. You know, volunteering does the same thing for me. Going, you know, just helping somebody with whether they're principals of the program or not. You know, helping a quote unquote normie is a huge help. Talking to parents of said sponsees is big. If they were to reach out and needed help. It's very different than I thought it would be, but helping others is definitely the biggest piece that's helped me stay sober, 100%. Obviously, God is in my life. Obviously, self-appraisal is in my life. But helping others is the end-all of it. If I didn't do that, I don't feel like I'd be sober.
Yeah, you know, I remember them telling me that, like, working with others and helping other people was the juice of the program. You know, that's how we get out of ourselves, and I didn't quite understand the concept. Like Patrick, I thought, well, that's bullshit. You know, like, and on a good day, I'm selfish and self-centered. And I remember early in recovery, my sponsor, I would call him with all these problems, and you know, I would be complaining, really, and telling him about the things that I was going through at the time. He was like, "Wow, you're not much, but you're all you think about." and he was like, "Your character defects are really glaring right now, so I'm going to need you to pray, and then I'm going to need you to go help another alcoholic, and then call me back, and let's see if these problems are near as big as you thought they are, that you think they are right now." And so I would take that direction, and I wouldn't even have to call him because I didn't have any problems anymore. Yeah, it's odd, and I can't sit here and say, like, how it works or why it works or anything like that. I just know that when I'm getting in my head on things and then I go help someone else, I instantly feel better. I instantly feel better, whether it's because it's probably all ego-driven, if I'm completely honest, that my abilities helping someone else have helped them, and then, you know, I'm fulfilled in that way. It's probably what it is, to be honest. But whatever it is, it's what I was told to do, and it's what works. So I just continue to do it. You know, my problems seem really minuscule at the end of the day. We begin to attain the serenity and God consciousness that we seek. And that's true. It's true. It does happen. And you know, I get to hear from God more from just sitting across the table with another guy or even another girl, helping them out. I hear more from God there than I ever did in any church or meditation setting or whatever it is. God does use anything and everything to speak to us and for us to attain that serenity and God consciousness. I don't know if you've heard anything that struck a chord with you today. If you're seeking resources or help, go to detox2rehab.com. You can find an array of resources there. If you're seeking help, call the hotline. There's an addiction specialist waiting to speak with you. And you can always join us next week for more fun stuff.